Hello, listener. This is Chris and Rosie Ramsey here, hosts of the Shagged, Married, Annoyed podcast.
Now, we've been podcasting for a few years now. Four years.
Four, going on five.
Yeah. We absolutely love it. We really, really do. Not only, it gives us a chance to have a proper conversation without the kids, stops we're looking at our phone all day.
Outside of this podcast, most of our lives is kids and looking at our phones. So yes, this is us living our best part of our lives.
Yeah, we've had so much fun doing it. We've built a lovely community with you guys listening right now as well.
We have indeed. Now, if you ever thought about starting your own podcast, we cannot recommend it enough. And the perfect place to start yours is with Acast. Acast have got it all. One-click sharing to all listening apps, market-leading insights and monetization through advertising, lucrative sponsorships and subscriptions.
Start or switch your podcast to Acast to join the same network as us and 92,000 more shows that love Acast as well.
92,000. Join Acast with a 3-month free trial using the code SMA, that's S-M-A. Just visit go.acast.com/join.
Hello. This is a podcast about gossip, dirty laundry, chitter chatter, and back fence prittle prattle. In each episode, Joe Wilkinson and David Earl invite you lot, the lovely listeners, to send in any juicy gossip you might have heard over the years. At the end of each episode, they will choose their favorite bit of gossip and place it on the new Gossip Mongers leaderboard. It's ever so big and shiny, so, without further ado, welcome to Gary Barlow's Mighty Fine, No, Gobby Mothers, No, Gang Bang Monitor, No, Gossip Mongers, Yes, Gossip Mongers, Yes, Yes, that's it, Gossip Mongers, welcome. Get your gossip goggles on. Do people believe everything they hear?
Do people believe everything they hear?
Gossip number one.
This is from Anonymous from Swansea. Hello all, I have a story from when I was a pupil in secondary school. My school was known as a posh school and people would move into the area for their kids to go there. One day I was sitting in my Welsh lesson when in bursts the head teacher's wife, and to our amusement she grabbed our Welsh teacher by the hair and started fighting it out. We were all still sat at our desks, mouths gaping. This went on for about 10 minutes until our head teacher burst in and tried to separate the women.
Fucking hell.
It turned out that the head teacher had been having an affair with our Welsh teacher and that his wife had decided that a good place to confront her was in second period on a Tuesday. Complaints came into the school that this wasn't an effective use of a lesson. The ending to this story is both happy and sad. The head teacher ended up marrying the mistress and having two children with her. And to top it all off, I now work with the head and his new wife and pretend I haven't seen someone beat the shit out of her.
That's great. Nice and fantastic. Simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. With an absolutely shocking incident at the heart of it.
Yeah.
I'm on everyone's side there, because the woman who beat her up was being cheated on. The woman who was being beaten up was with the right man.
Yeah.
So the only losers, well, the children had a great time. We had a gossip. Everyone's happy. Is everyone happy? No. The woman who was cheated on is
happy.
The
woman who lost her husband.
Yeah, she's not happy. No,
she's not happy.
Well, she might be. She might have met someone who actually loved her.
Pull the Welsh teacher's hair. Punch her in the bum. Get the Welsh teacher in an armor lock. Go on, miss. Whack her. Whack her. Whack her. Punch her in her Welsh bum. Gossip number two.
Right, this is from Anonymous. Yeah, my mate fucked his ass. So you want to pour yourself a little cup of tea, Vicky?
Get Nan in for this one.
I hope this email finds you well. This gossip was told to me and my mates by our friend, let's call him Mark. We were all in the pub, a little worse for wear, and telling outrageous stories when Mark blurted out this banger. For his wife's birthday, Mark bought his missus one of those make-your-own dildos.
What?
The idea is you get a stiffy, shove right. it in this gloop, and then pull out and fill in the hole with silicon. When this
the
dries...
way you're reading it is incredible. Stick your knob in it, fill it full of silicon.
When this dries, hey presto, you have yourself a dildo.
You're making this sound like a Ron's here.
Anyway, Mark's missus apparently wasn't that impressed with this present, and it languished in a drawer for a couple of years.
Really mundane, just in an IKEA drawer.
Just a 4-inch dildo in a drawer with a notepad and some
a knitting needle,
paper clips.
Moving it out of the way to get some post-it notes.
Anyway, Mark's missus was languishing. That is, until one weekend when his missus was away with her family and Mark was pretty bored at home alone. Feeling a little frisky, Mark thought he'd try something new and decided to use his wife's dildo to fuck himself up the arse.
Really basic.
Mark said that it was only when it was already ingested by his greedy anus that he realised how preposterous it was that he was fucking his ass with his own cock. This is preposterous.
Is that what he's thinking?
Oh, God. At the realisation of this, he laughed to himself, contracting his anal muscles and throwing the dildo from his arse, knocking over a small lamp on his bedside table. When his wife got back from her weekend away, Mark blamed the broken lamp on the cat. He says he washed the smell off the dildo and his wife knew nothing. Cheers, bye, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
You pathetic piece of shit, Mark.
Oh, God.
Fucking yourself with a 4-inch dildo. 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 And that dildo, when push comes to shove, is actually your own willy. Gossip number 3.
Right, this is from Anonymous. Hi, this piece of gossip involves my friend from university, Danny, and a surprise package on a Tinder date. Danny has been around the block since downloading Tinder at the start of uni and encountered many interesting sexual companions such as the unit, milk breath, and shit the bed girl.
Milk breath.
Which, if you are wondering why they're all called that, then I can only describe them as they are what they say on the tin.
It does exactly what it says on the tin.
What were they? Fanny, the first one. Not Fanny.
The unit.
Oh, you the unit.
Milk Fanny, breath the unit. And shit the bed girl. Now, these stories are all classics, don't get me wrong, but the one I'm going to tell you about takes a dark and unexpected turn. It's a warm summer evening in Birmingham when Danny matched with a Brazilian girl named on the dating app and within hours had arranged to go around to hers that night. So later that night, Danny takes an Uber into the city centre to meet his Tinder mistress. Now, before we get into it, it's important to note that whilst Danny is built like a brick shithouse, he stands at 5'3", so he's quite a small man. It adds so much already, doesn't it? No, yeah. He's really big but small. Squat. Squat, one would say.
He's built like a brick shithouse and he's 5'3".
Yeah, so he's a squat man, basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, as this woman...
built like a brick lean-to.
A brick slow wall. Anyway, as this woman opens the door, Danny looks up at the intimidating figure that is standing at approximately 6'4", also built like a brick shithouse, but rocking a fantastic...
She's 6'4"?
Yeah, this is... Yeah, she's approximately 6'4", also built like a brick shithouse, but rocking a fantastic pair of tits. I'm imagining one of the gladiator women.
Yeah.
As he enters the flat, and it quickly becomes apparent that she is whispering the whole time.
Well, yeah, I suppose it would do.
Danny finds this a bit odd, but doesn't really pay much attention to it because he's a randy little shit. And they begin to get down to the nitty-gritty stuff. After some innocent foreplay and kissing, Danny turns me over so her bum is in line with his face. He grabs hold of her knickers and yanks them down in an explosive manner, only to find a surprise...
You're whispering now, I can't hear you, mate.
It's addictive. To be fair, I was getting closer to the mic there. Grabs hold of her knickers, yanks them down in an explosive manner, only to find a surprise package.
Oh, right, OK.
Haunting young
Danny. So it's basically Wolf from Gladiators.
Or Bow and Arrow, or whatever his name was.
Bow and Arrow.
Who am I thinking
Bow
of?
Bow and Arrow. Fuck knows.
Hunter.
Oh, right. Bow and Arrow.
Haunting Danny to his very core, a gigantic, droopy set of cock and balls. In Danny's shock, he quickly pulls his trousers up and explains that he's not ready for that. Now, he's furious and starts shouting in an extremely deep, masculine voice. From one extreme to the next. Why didn't you tell me beforehand? As if Danny was supposed to know he had a knob. She then makes a phone call to someone, still shouting down the phone in Portuguese in a manic fashion. Danny has now become terrified, puts on the rest of his clothes and runs home, terrified at the prospect of an army of ladyboys hunting him down. Thank you. She just says thank you at the
Is
end.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was enjoying that.
Just a giant sexy whispering Brazilian lady who turned out to be a giant sexy shouting Brazilian man. Shame. Still. I guess. For Danny, it was a bit of a shock. Nice one, Danny. Cheers. On to the next gossip.
From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. Seriously, make it stop. Thankfully, there's one company out there that's giving you a much-needed break. It's Mint Mobile.
As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/switch. That's mintmobile.com/switch.
Hello, listener. This is Chris and Rosie Ramsey here, hosts of the Shagged, Married, Annoyed podcast.
Now, we've been podcasting for a few years now. Four years. Going on five.
Yeah.
We absolutely love it. We really, really do. Not only, it gives us a chance to have a proper conversation without the kids, stops we're looking at our phone all day.
Outside of this podcast, most of our lives is kids and looking at our phones. So yes, this is us living our best part of our lives.
Yeah, we've had so much fun doing it. We've built a lovely community with you guys listening right now as well.
We have indeed. Now, if you ever thought about starting your own podcast, we cannot recommend it enough. And the perfect place to start yours is with Acast. Acast have got it all. One-click sharing to all listening apps, market-leading insights and monetization through advertising, lucrative sponsorships and subscriptions.
Start or switch your podcast to Acast to join the same network as us and 92,000 more shows that love Acast as well.
92,000.
Mm-hmm.
Join Acast with a 3-month free trial using the code SMA, that's SMA. Just visit go.acast.com/join.
Gossip number 4.
Dear gossip mongers, this happened in 2002 and it's completely true. It was in my second year as a sex worker in... Wow!
sorry.
This is from Anonymous.
Say that
it
again.
Was in my second year as a sex worker in South Africa that we were surprised in our establishment by an honest-to-goodness Hollywood celebrity. Granted, he wasn't at the height of his fame, but everyone still knew who he was. He looked haggard. He was apparently in town filming some movie, but I never saw his film afterwards, so he might as well have been there just to sample the local punani. Once he checked out the goods, he departed. Not long after, he put in his order by phone. He was staying at the beautiful seafront suite.
He's not Big Johnny then, is he? I'm a Hollywood superstar, I'm staying at
just all off the high exciting, of course. He was a celebrity. I grew up watching his movies. I would have to admit, when I was around 10 years old, us kids used to act them out in the backyard. I guarantee you did too. Fucking hell. But I digress. So I was lucky number one. And I show up for my shift with Mr. Hollywood.
Okay.
Fuck me.
There's a whole world that we don't know about, isn't there?
Wow. He was paying for all nighters, which are really the best gigs, because rarely will you encounter a man who can fuck all night. Usually you would take your time making the client climax once, and if you were really good, they fell asleep straight afterwards. Worst case scenario, you do a quickie in the morning, but all in all, you were quids in.
Oh, my God.
Brackets trade secret.
I'm so giddy because I don't understand. Like, I don't know this world.
As I come through the door, the first thing he noticed was my shoes. I'd only a couple of days ago bought these designer beauties at great expense.
I'm really uneasy that you're reading this.
The shoes were made entirely of clear plastic and with a little black bow on top. Very sexy. They made it look like you were gliding across the room.
Wearing shit shoes.
Think Hookerella.
What?
Cinderella. Hookerella.
It's all like a fucking thing.
He demanded I take off my shoes so he could wear them, despite the fact he was probably a 9 or a 10 and me a 6. But in my experience, that was pretty lame stream, so I obliged. Little did I know. He led me over to the coffee table and offered me some nose candy.
Cocaine?
Yeah. Cocaine. There was a pile of white powder. Being a bit of a tearaway, I was happy to indulge. He stuck a drink in my hand and went into the bathroom and came back out with what I could only surmise was a homemade strap-on. Like a demented MacGyver, he had fashioned the tool out of a reshaped clothes hanger and a couple of hotel robe belts.
What he's done? He's made himself a strap-on.
He's made a homemade strap-on. He's gone into the bathroom.
But he's a fella. So he must have a willy.
Well, he's probably going to give it to her.
Yeah, no, but he's got a willy.
Yeah, but she's going to wear it and do him up the arse.
Oh, OK, sorry. Carry on.
Fucking hell. Keep up, Grandad. So he'd fashioned it out of a clothes hanger and a couple of hotel robe belts with a condom or two, providing the desired shape and overall bringing the contraption together. I've provided illustrations below. Thank you. He told me to strap it on, and as I bent over, I proceeded to penetrate his puckered arsehole and grab hold of his dick simultaneously. Make no mistake, this belt thing was long and very girthy. He must have been an old pro at this shit to take it as he did. And don't forget, he was still wearing my heels, the bastard. Alas,
Who have you got in your head, David?
Danny DeVito.
Me too!
Have you?
Seriously? I'm serious. I'm totally serious.
Oh, I've got a headache.
How weird's that?
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I've totally got him as well.
I had Danny DeVito or Harrison Ford.
Danny DeVito because I think she said like round face or something. Maybe subconsciously we both went there.
Wow.
Fucking hell, how funny.
Alas, cocaine prevents many a hooker from fulfilling her obligations. So we kind of gave up on the reach around. All I could think about was telling the girls back at the office about this freak. To this day, I can recall the expression I had on my face, confused and amused, and I find myself still shaking my head as I recall the experience. Apart from the incident with the rugby club, this remains one of the most vivid memories. This is utter bullshit, isn't it?
I have no idea. She has a right mixed bag, didn't she?
Oh, dear.
Celebrity A-listers and rugby team.
Exactly. Anyway, he had no interest in me sleeping over, but we did finish a bottle of champagne and a few more lines. My shoes did not survive. His fat feet had ripped the plastic, and I was not happy, caps lock. Thankfully, he agreed to pay me for the shoes. Chump change, I'm sure. And the next day, I went to buy a different pair of shoes for fear I would seduce another client who wanted to wear my glass slippers. Roll on the next evening. He did, of course, call in again with a special request, specifically a heavily pregnant colleague of mine. Seriously, she was so pregnant, she ended up giving birth in the office toilet barely a week later. When she returned to work after her shift, she had her own bizarre story to tell. She claimed he spent the whole night stuck to her titties drinking her breast milk. He booked her every night for the rest of his stay, just gummily suckling like a newborn babe. As to the identity of this man, which you may or may not choose to share publicly, there can only be one clue. And I wish to remain anonymous. Thanks.
What?
What? Who's that? What's that?
What?
No.
Yes.
Here's one of the ones where you go, yeah, I believe that.
I obviously can't tell you who the celebrity was, but I want to make it clear it was not Danny DeVito. I repeat, it was not Danny DeVito. Nor was it Harrison Ford. Thank you very much for your understanding.
It was not Danny DeVito.
If you would like to support the podcast and get a chance to listen to the episodes early, watch videos, that kind of thing, come over to patreon.com/gossipmongers. Thank you. That's patreon.com/gossipmongers. Thank you. Gossip number 5.
This is from Chris. A few years ago, I took my 8-year-old daughter up to London for her birthday. We popped into Hamleys, the toy store, to buy her something for her birthday.
Can I just say, none of our gossips have ever started like that. I took my daughter to London and we went to Hamleys. And I found
sorry, wrong email message.
Oh, no, someone was wanking and he found a shit.
Yeah. We popped into Hamleys, the toy store, to buy her something for her birthday. While there, we watched a member of staff using some magic felt-tip pens. My daughter was amazed with the magic pens. Each pen set came with one magic marker. It's not, it hasn't been one turd yet.
I know. Sorry, who's wanking?
Each pen set came with one magic marker, which could be used as an eraser or could be used to change the colour of the other pens. The guy showing the pens drew a picture of a dog and a tree. And then with the magic marker, we'd either erase the ink or magically change the colour of the ink. He then amazed the crowd by drawing on the back of his hand with a red marker and then used the magic marker and the red ink disappeared. Ooh. My daughter was amazed, and so we bought her a pack. Once we got home, she spent hours colouring in and drawing pictures. When my wife got home, my daughter gave her mum a demonstration of these magic pens. As soon as my daughter was asleep, I showed my wife some real magic and proceeded to write the word twat with the black pen on my daughter's forehead while she slept. Oh, God!
Why did you do that? Do you love her,
see
right?
That coming?
No.
Once my wife calmed down and stopped calling me a bad father, I said, don't worry, babe, it comes off. Watch. And rubbed it out. Ta-da! See? Magic. Later the next day, my wife calls me at work. Calls me an arsehole. And furiously, she explains that she was called into our daughter's school by the headmistress.
Amazing.
When my wife got there, she was taken to the headmistress's office, where she saw our daughter standing there crying with the word twat on her forehead. It turns out the prick at Hamleys forgot to mention that the so-called magic white marker wasn't permanent. So over the course of the morning, the word twat slowly reappeared on our daughter's face. And all the kids were interrogated until the culprit was found.
Daddy.
That's fucking brilliant. That's one of my favourites.
So
I
good.
Had no idea where that was going.
No.
Took a real sharp turn.
I genuinely thought this guy's never listened to the podcast. Like, why are you telling
when in actual fact he really has.
He's an aficionado.
Right twat on my daughter's forehead. Right twat on my daughter's forehead. It's magic, Ben, you see. It will come off with ease. Oh, no. Oh dear. No, it won't. Apologies, little Susie. Sorry. Sorry. Right twat on my daughter's forehead. Sorry. Gossip number 6.
Right, this is from Anonymous. I wasn't there, but I've heard what occurred. Ollie is a lad and he likes to party. For his stag, he went to Berlin. Our mates who went told him there was this club where all the best drugs were, so they went there to score. They were in a long queue and noticed it was all chaps. Then they noticed the bouncers coming slowly along the queue with bin bags, and all the chaps were stripping off. handing over their clothes. When it got to them, the lads asked and were told it was a requirement. They were worried but wanted good drugs, so begrudgingly got naked, or at least down to their undies. The bouncers wrote numbers on them.
What, with pen?
Which is their bar tab number that they had to pay at the end of the night to be able to leave.
Fucking stressed already for them.
Yeah. By the time they got in, they knew it was going to be hardcore non-heterosexual. They descended into the basement venue, which is very dark and smelly. And as their eyes became accustomed, they could see alcoves on the sides with lots of chaps who like chaps doing things to each other. They felt worried, trying to keep facing forwards, walking through.
Facing forwards.
They saw an ascending spiral staircase, so they thought, maybe we should go up there and ask if that's where the drugs are kept. As they walked up, they smelt silage and couldn't help but notice the chaps fisting each other on the way up the stairs.
Couldn't help but notice.
On the way up the stairs.
I glanced to my right. Ooh, what's going on over there?
The lads trudged onwards, but were very disappointed when they reached the top, as it was just a dead end with a chap chained to the wall and a queue of other chaps patiently waiting to take turns to get elbow deep in him. Ollie and the lads quickly went back downstairs. At this point, PTSD set in. Or maybe just TSD, as they were still in it. And they had a, and they had a huddle to remind themselves of the purpose of their mission. Ollie the stag said, "Come on, lads, I'll go get the drinks in at the bar. You get the drugs, and then let's get out of here." Ollie managed to make his way to the bar, freaking out. He kept staring straight ahead, but could see lots of movement and things in his peripheral vision. He realised chaps were having a fiddle and were eating German sausage right next to him.
Do you know what? Why not?
Some of the other lads asked round for drugs, while the rest kept their eyes on Ollie over at the bar. They saw him suddenly hunch his shoulders, turn round and rush back to them with a look of utter horror on his face. As he got back to them, he blurted out, "Someone has just come on my back." With that, they decided to leave hastily. They were in such a rush at the cloakroom to get their bin bags of clothes back and hadn't had any drinks in the end anyway due to Ollie's sticky incident that they skipped the bit where you're meant to settle your tab. So got in a massive barney with the bouncers who didn't speak English. The lads were panicking that they would have to stay in the dungeon of doom or whatever forever. but eventually got out of there without anyone else getting cum on them. Personally, I'm bloody glad I didn't go on Ollie's stag. I dodged a bullet. That was just blokes going in a gay bar.
Yeah, and feeling uncomfortable. You know what? I'm not comfortable here. Should we head off? Bet one of them had his head turned. My friend went to New York and went in one of those, and a girlfriend of mine, and he said the unnerving thing is they all go completely nude, except they keep their shoes on.
Well, they go in nude?
Yeah, they do that. They basically take all their clothes off and they put shoes on, which I found the bit that I couldn't handle. I've never done it, but I imagine standing nude in your shoes is worse than standing nude without shoes.
I don't think you give a shit if you've got a fist up your arse.
What a holiday. But I think your summary was spot on. Some lads went to a gay bar, felt uncomfortable, left.
Yeah. To be fair, he got cum on his back.
Oh, yeah, but come on. Grow up.
Joe Wilkinson and David Earl will now choose their favourite rumour.
Right, the top five for this episode are Number one, magic pens, twat. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the celebrity shagger. Number four, fucking his own ass with his with a dildo. Mm-hmm. And number five, the Welsh teacher. So one, two, mm-hmm. three, four, five. So let's just go on.
No, I'm for me, it's very clear.
Yeah, okay. Right. After three.
One, two, three. Fucking his own ass
with a dildo.
With a dildo.
That he created. Right, so that I'm going to roll that one up. Here we go, rolling it up.
Can I put it in the chute?
Yeah.
I'm rolling it up. I'm putting it in the chute. And there she goes. Wow. And up she comes onto the leaderboard. Yeah. I like doing it. Can I do it more often?
Yeah, well, one in every five eps.
Cool. Something okay, to look so forward to.
Fucking his own ass with
no, fucking his ass with his own penis.
Goes through to the next round.
Goes through to the next round. And right. Should be playing Charlton Athletic.
Right. Goodbye, everyone.
Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Remember, if you know of any unsubstantiated rumors, send it into gossipmongers@yahoo.com. Until the next time, keep your little ears open for all that juicy goss. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye. Love you lots and lots. Bye for now.
Hello, listener. This is Chris and Rosie Ramsey here, hosts of the Shagged, Married, Annoyed podcast.
Now, we've been podcasting for a few years now. Four years.
Four,
you said,
going
on five. Yeah. We absolutely love it. We really, really do. Not only, it gives us a chance to have a proper conversation without the kids, stops we're looking at our phone all day.
Outside of this podcast, most of our lives is kids and looking at our phones. So yes, this is us living our best part of our lives.
Yeah, we've had so much fun doing it. We've built a lovely community with you guys listening right now as well.
We have indeed. Now, if you ever thought about starting your own podcast, we cannot recommend it enough. And the perfect place to start yours is with Acast. Acast have got it all. One-click sharing to all listening apps, market-leading insights and monetization through advertising, lucrative sponsorships and subscriptions.
Start or switch your podcast to Acast to join the same network as us and 92,000 more shows that love Acast as well.
92,000.
Mm-hmm.
Join Acast with a 3-month free trial using the code SMA, that's SMA. Just visit go.acast.com/join.
Sorry to interrupt the pod, hope you're enjoying it, but just wanted to tell you that we have a Patreon page you can join if you're enjoying what we do, and you can get even more of us. Oh, can you imagine? For as little as £3 a month, you can get early access to podcasts, behind the scenes, bits and bobs. We post pics and videos of what we're up to. There's even an opportunity to come on the show, if that's what you fancy. There's access to our Discord channel where the serious chatter biscuits gather and chat nonsense. It's basically a really lovely community of idiots like us, and I'm guessing probably like you. So if you fancy that, go to patreon.com/chatterbix. Now, enjoy the rest of the pod. Patreon, give it to me. Patreon, I need it, girl. Patreon, give it to me. Patreon, I need it, girl.